Welcome to today's edition of the Barn In Depth. I'm Brian Allberg. In this month's interview with Cobbler State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg, he talked about the Cobbler Department revenue taxing fertilizer.
Government agencies in the executive branch, mainly the Department of Revenue, but we've seen the Department of Health do it as well, and the Attorney General's Office, they reinterpret statute on a regular basis. They'll read statute, and I don't know if it's because they're bored or what the issue is. Don't have enough to do. We have too many government employees, is my argument, that they spend all their time justifying their job. They reread statute and go, ooh, I think maybe we can actually collect taxes here, or we may be able to do this with a new interpretation of rule. Well, now they're doing the same thing with fertilizer. After years of being able to have fertilizer as an input outside of sales tax, the Department of Revenue, in its infinite wisdom, looked at statute, reinterpreted statute, and says, you know, I don't think fertilizer is actually included here. We're going to start taxing fertilizer. So I have a bill again up to deal with this fertilizer issue to try and get fertilizer the same way it has been in the past, and that's tax exempt for Colorado. It's just so challenging up here when you have government agencies go off the rails and become their own entities in the executive branch, and we now have different department kings determining how policy is going to work in Colorado. I don't even know why we have a legislature the way they're doing things up here.
In an interview with former Cobbler representative and current Morgan County Commissioner John Becker, he said that he was confused about why the Cobbler Department of Revenue would think that they can reinstate a tax on fertilizer, especially since it was something that was eliminated with Governor Hickenlooper's signature back in 2012 on House Bill 12-1037.
It doesn't make sense at all. After I heard your interview with Senator Sonnenberg, I went back and read the bill, and it clearly states insecticides, fungicides, growth-regulating chemicals, enhancing compounds, vaccines, and hormones. I mean, those are in there, as well as drugs and semen, and then we had the adjuvants put in there. And I'm saying, how could they even remotely find a loophole? And kind of reading up, what they're calling it is they're saying that fertilizer is a mixture, not a compound, but it is a mixture of compounds, therefore still meets the definition and the spirit of the bill. They would be hard-pressed to start taxing it again.
There's much more of both interviews with Morgan County Commissioner John Becker and Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg online inside the barn at barnmedia.net.